In the early years, there was a family that used to come to Baba. They would come every now and again, whenever there was an opportunity, Baba allowed them to come, so they'd come from long distance. Wherever Baba is, they would come. Father, mother, and that child. The child grew up, became a young lady. That's the miracle of life, you know. Baba is happy to see her again. He says, well, what are you doing nowadays? You're still in college? No, Baba, I've passed my college classes, are all over and all that. Now I'm helping my father by earning. Oh, Baba is surprised and says, what do you do? Well, I'm in the telephone exchange. Oh, you work good. I'm happy. You like the work? Yeah, it's nice, simple work, although it is sometimes very strenuous, but I like it. Except when I'm not on work, that when it's off for me. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by saying that you don't like it? I'm terrified. What? Why? You know, Baba, the telephone exchange is far away from the city. And I have to, and my duty sometimes ends at 2:30 or 2 o'clock in early hours of the morning. And I, being young and a woman, I have to go all the way back about 5 miles to the city area where I live. And it's very dreadful for me. So quiet and so desolate. There's nobody around. Baba looked surprised and said, nobody is around there? So of course not, at that unearthly hour, nobody is all around. Except some prowlers can be there, and that's why I am afraid. He says, you said there is nobody around you? What about me? Haven't you given a thought that I'm always with you? And she said, yeah, you may be, but I don't see you. So now look here. The story is this. This is, I'm drawing you a picture of it, you know, so that you can have a mental picture. Look here now. Now, whenever you get the fright, know that I am by your side. All that you have to do is to call out to me. Call out loudly if you want to. It's all by yourself, no, in the night. So call out. It's fine. So now, by this time, that's all. That's the end of it all. By this time it appeared, well, she was earning a good amount of money and all that. So she and her parents had found a very reliable rickshaw man. You know these rickshawalas who ride the cycle, not the autos. Have you seen the cycle rickshaws in the early years? There are still a couple of them in Pune. They're plying. I see them sometimes. So he was a man who lived at their place. And was deputed for that purpose. Whenever she had night duty, she would take the rickshaw, keep the rickshaw man there, and then go back. There was that some comfort was there. She had completely forgotten about Baba Sajai, he is there and all that. Time has passed by. A couple of years have passed by from that day when Baba said, remember, I am with you. Why don't you call out? If you don't see me, call out. So that's what she was doing. After some years, 2 or 3 years again, they had an opportunity to come. So they have come. And this is the story that she tells. So Baba as usual inquires, are you still afraid? Are you still panicky or anything? No more. Says, well, what happened? Did you call out to me? He says, yeah, I had to call out. What happened? So she tells the story to Baba. He says, you know, Baba, one night, every night, of course, whenever I had night duty off, so the rickshaw man, she told about the rickshaw man and all that. One night, rickshaw man is there and I am being taken in the rickshaw. It's about 2:30 now in the night. I leave the exchange and I go back to my place. While going back, it's a long distance. And all of a sudden my rickshaw man says to me, I see some men lurking under the culvert. from a distance could see the heads. They are there. I got panicky. I didn't know what. I said, come on, take us past. But those men are waiting for us there. It seems that they will pounce upon us. I got so frightened, I had completely forgotten what you had said. Now, all of a sudden it came to back to my memory. You are remembered by me now. So I said, call out loudly, Baba, Baba, Baba. And to my utter surprise, there is one voice saying, yeah, I'm coming back. I'm at your back there. I'm coming. Yeah, what do you want? And there are so many other people behind. I can hear the voice. We are here. We are coming. We are coming. What's the matter? Don't get frightened. I'm hearing the voice loudly. And as I'm saying this, and again there is the reply coming, we cross that. So before we cross that, we see three persons running away, fast away from us and leaving us there. We could see them going away. You see, I told you, I am always there, call out to me. I am there. So, yeah, you were not seen, but I could hear you say, yes, I am there, don't worry, I am coming, I am behind you. That's what she said.